Welcome to the Luxentis Show, where I share tips on how to create and lead successful people-centric organizations. Hi, I'm Jocelyn Moriners, CEO of Luxentis, a leadership and team training company offering at-your-pace online courses and implementation-style workshops. Make sure to check out our website for available courses and download the top 5 reasons businesses struggle to attract and retain top talent and what to do about it. Running a business, being a leader, requires a lot of energy. And sometimes the demands of the day pull us into a direction that it dictates. Next thing you know, you find yourself with an ever-expanding task list, constantly short on time, forever exhausted, and the busyness of running a business caught you in its web. Now, I'm not saying that you're working hard. You're definitely still working very, very hard. But you're working hard on the wrong things. And you're headed in the wrong direction. And in a few months, maybe a year or two even, you'll realize that you keep getting farther and farther away from your goals. So what can you do to get out of this busyness web? Well, the first thing you can do is just stop for a moment. Hit that virtual pause button. Stop and reevaluate your priorities. So how do you do that? Well, you ask yourself a few questions. And the first thing you can ask yourself is, okay, do a little check-in here. What area of the business needs your attention the most this quarter? Because that's going to change. It's going to be fluid. And for sure, we don't want to be stuck in goals that no longer serve us, but we also want to make sure that as we're working and we're putting in all the effort, that we're working towards something that will serve us best. So start by looking at that. Then ask yourself, what goals and metrics will you set to measure your success in that area? Because sometimes we could always just keep going, but when is it done? When is it good enough that we can move on to something else, focus on something else? And by having those very specific metrics, then at least we can objectively say, okay, this is the time. Now we are done. Now we can move on to other things, or it's at a certain point where we can step away from it a little bit to focus on something else. So have those metrics in place. And also, measures progress. Also, ask yourself, what activities must happen this month to meet this quarter's goals? Because if you just look at the goals for the quarter and you don't set up these monthly goals, then you may end up having too much in a certain month and not enough in another. Or it might not be a realistic progression. So make sure that you have that built out. Then you probably can guess where I'm going next. Look at what activities must happen this week to get this month's activities completed, to get this quarter's goals achieved. So it just builds, right? And so you look at now, what do you need to do this week to get the monthly activities completed? And then if we're looking at week, what are we looking at? The day. So we have to look also at what activities must happen today to get this week's activities completed. And so once you have that, then you're very, very clear into how you're feeding into the bigger goals. And so that helps just get you to be more focused and ensure that all the effort you're putting in is on the right things. Another thing that is really helpful is to keep the priorities and goals visible. So those quarterly goals, maybe even annual goals, maybe even that infamous vision board, so longer term. It's nice to have it in a place where you can see it. Like, I literally have a cork board and I have my things there. Like, what's going to happen? What's kind of the big picture? And then what's, you know, the big picture for the year also, like big picture longer term, but then big picture for the year. And then, okay, what does that mean per quarter? What does that mean per month? And I kind of just have that on the right there, easily visible, just to remind myself. Because as you find yourself running short on time and constantly rushing everywhere, then you can stop and say, okay, wait, what am I supposed to be working towards? And then you look at that board. It's like, okay, here are the goals. Here are the reminders. Here's what I'm supposed to be doing. And it just kind of refocuses you. It resets to what is important and what you're supposed to be focusing on. Because there's always stuff, you know, and competing priorities. And we have to determine which we're going to do first, because we can't do everything all at once. Which ones are we going to do first and move forward enough so that we can move on to the next thing? A little side note here. One of the, side effects of running everywhere all the time, being short on time, is you tend to be less patient. So if you start noticing yourself being short with people, if a team member wants to talk to you and your first reaction is like, that's a sign. So start looking at that board, start looking at those tasks, start breaking it down. Now, another thing that really, really helps is reviewing your task list. So when you look at whatever tool you have to keep track of all the things that are on your plate, ask yourself, does this task help move the activities that I just mentioned about, you know, the weekly, monthly, quarterly, does this task help move those activities forward toward completion? So if it's a yes, that's easy. Lock it in your schedule. And yes, I am a big fan of time blocking for a couple of reasons, which I'll probably do in another video on this. But just very quickly, one of the reasons I like it is, yes, because it allows me to remain focused, like to ensure that I'm working on the right things. But also, it shows me when I'm expecting too much out of my day. So when I'm all out of blocks for my day and I still have this long list, yeah, I'm running out a day. And so that just is a little clue there to really double down on this method of really ensuring that you're working on the things that are advancing the mission the most, advancing the goals the most. So again, in reviewing the task, so we said, yes, okay, it helps move activities toward completion. Great, we time block it. If it doesn't, then ask yourself if you can push the deadline, because maybe you can just do it later or something. So consider that. If you can't push back the deadline, maybe you can delegate it. Ask yourself if that's a possibility. If you can't delegate it, ask yourself if you really need to do it. Does it really need to be done? No? Great. Consider eliminating it. Yes? Okay. Well, you're going to have to make time for it in your schedule. And also, because if it can't be delegated, truly ask yourself whether it's because you're not comfortable delegating it, or really because it truly, truly, really shouldn't be delegated. I mean, that there are some things that I 100% agree should not be delegated. And That's a whole other topic. But really ask yourself whether it's just because you're not comfortable and you're really, I don't know, or if it's really like the impact is too big, it really needs to be you. So by applying these, all these methods there, you are more likely to untangle yourself and focus your energy and effort on the difference makers. That's what you want to focus on, those difference makers. And then you're going to be focusing on the activities that make up the milestones leading to the bigger goals, the vision, and the mission. So then you will know that you're only working on what really matters. And so it will move you away from that busyness toward productivity. Such an important distinction. Busyness versus productivity. So it's the same amount of energy. Only now, it's going to be progressing in the right direction. I hope this episode helped generate ideas and potential solutions. If you know someone who could use this message today, please make sure to share it with them. And if you're feeling particularly generous, why not rate and review wherever applicable? I'd really appreciate that. So thank you for listening, and let's all continue working on creating and leading successful people-centric organizations.